Thank you for downloading this episode of our podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast for Solomon Staircase Masonic Lodge number 357, where we talk about all things related with Freemasonry, including Hermetic teachings, philosophy, reason, spirituality, and much more. We're located in Buena Park, Southern California. Tune in as we continue to update our podcast with informative talks and articles for Masons worldwide and those who would like to inquire within.
Master's Article, Renewal. Greetings, brethren. We begin 2023 looking into the same world of events and happenings, surprises and qualms, still fraught with the same concerns humanity has faced since the beginning. Such is its nature. Simply scratching the surface of general news headlines and postings on social media outlets reveals a churning world, to put it mildly. Even trying to keep up with the significant impact from the business cycle requires no small amount of experience and economic know-how. And most importantly, household and family needs, from managing personal budgets to raising children and to providing elder care, requires skill sets and levels of support that were unimaginable even a short time ago. Seems daunting, doesn't it? When faced with what appears to be sizable challenges and difficulties burdening our minds, we can always rely on the timeless wisdom and values translated to us and received in the degrees. They contain much spiritual treasure. Their messages of truth allow us to not only survive, but to also thrive. Resilience is a word that aptly applies, but that depends on the degree of faithfulness to our doctrine and to a chosen spiritual affiliation, both combining into a powerful antidote and both being profound and incisive. This is measurable by our own realizations of their great effect. I can attest to that. If you can't, I would enjoy a brotherly conversation with you, and you will not be disappointed. Freemasonry is a movement of personal revelation, revolution, and evolution. It is changing toward what is good and true. We seek the light or perish, a day at a time. Many good Masons have seen the personal inner power the craft offers. This is why it is called a craft. We may not have control over the events that disturb our lives, but in fact, life is comprised of endless challenges, essentially asking us to grow while simultaneously offering endless possibilities for renewal. We can carve a deeper faith where we rely only upon our Creator, and yes, we can shape still a greater character right where we stand. This is the nature of transformation. The wisdom of the ages therein lies and never changes, even if it finds itself cast aside by a reaction that is indifferent toward it. Yet it will always be the truth in what wisdom has to offer. This system we've inherited will bring us higher, and in whom we put our trust is revealed first when the clouds come to visit, and they will, and next when the answer arrives to help us. The same Creator who made all things will never fail the devout believer. All sages, saints, seers, prophets, and sublime individuals have said so. All detractors missed out. John MacArthur, Senior Warden and Master-Elect, 2023. From the West. Writing a diary is a cool habit. Having to note down what we did all day or all week is one way to put it. Self-regurgitation on a page is essential to relieve oneself of stress, which makes it a worthy habit. However, to term it to be a useful habit is to know what to write in a diary to hold oneself accountable in due course to do self-judgment. The level of self-evaluation and self-betterment can be the outcome of writing a diary, and at that time, no need of motivation and inspiration is required. When we start writing as ourselves and analyze what we wrote as someone else, we not only can write quality prose, but have it as a historical asset for generations to follow. Dividing us into two phases, us and them, the shortcomings will be visible momentarily, and acceptance of self-criticism as cruel honesty is the key to the renewal of self and self-improvement and development. The best way to be a friend to oneself is to self-critique for renewal. Lest you should spoil a relation, never do write a string of mixed vowels. Victory is a blessing. May this new year bring all of us victory in our chosen fields. Defeat is the purpose of life that makes us experience the errors and omissions that give us confidence that we are learning. How much we can learn depends on where we stop, which in turn depends on how much we choose to defeat and swim upstream. Does this promote risky behavior? Yes, it does, which results in an example that presents renewal to someone else. A dog that died from a moving car hit was not the moving car's fault in totality. The dog couldn't make the decision while in the middle of the road to go back or move ahead. This further proves the point that the victory of crossing over is not always moving in the right direction. It requires decision making at every step. Decision and dilemma walk together that help us in our renewal by what we choose. The year 2023 will be no different. It will renew us in many ways. Friends can only wish that you pick what makes you content. Be at ease and do well in this new year as a renewed you. Shivam Sharma, Hiram Bourne, and Junior Warden. Editor's note. Renewal. Noun. 1. The act of renewing. 2. The state of being renewed. 3. An instance of this. Renewing. Verb. Used with object. 1. To begin or take up again as an acquaintance, a conversation, etc. It is a new year and time for renewing our relationship with Masonry, our friends, and our brothers. It has only been a few weeks since we last met, but for some it seems like years. I remember those days we used to go dark in July, and when we would get back together, it seemed like meeting up with long-lost friends, although it had only been a month. Renewing, verb used with object. 3. To make effective for an additional period. A new line of officers will be stepping in shortly and will be carrying the load through 2023. Things will be slightly different as each person brings his own style to the role, but overall, the direction will continue forward with a renewed vigor. I have not been able to make the lodge lately, but I have heard a great amount of renewal that has been done to the old girl and that she is looking pretty sharp. I look forward to visiting when I get down there for either business trips or just to hang out in SoCal for a week or a month. For those who haven't heard, Pam and I have decided to keep the house down there in Seal Beach for the time being to give us the opportunity to visit our family and friends and renew those relationships more often. The other side of that is that after a week or more in SoCal, I'm ready to head back to the small town atmosphere of Minden and renew my sanity after sitting in traffic trying to go almost anywhere in LA and Orange County. 2023 will also bring a renewal to the podcast, which has taken a backseat for the last few months. I've been able to put a few episodes together, but not at the rate I was earlier in the year. Things should slow down at the end of the month, and my work travel should level off, giving me more time at home to get back up to speed. Of course, any one of you can record episodes for the podcast and send them to me for release as well, hint hint. And with that, I need to renew my relationship with the couch and snuggle up with my wife and find something worthwhile to watch. Until we meet again, Aaron Reddick, Editor.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a comment. We enjoy hearing from our listeners. If you really like what you heard, share this podcast with your friends and lodge members. Visit us online at SolomonStaircase.org.